There's a minhag in Klal Yisrael following the minhag harama about people put out tzav and grass, flowers in the shuls and in their homes. And what is the lashon harama? The Rama writes, Zecher l'simcha of Matan Torah. He doesn't say Zecher l'Matan Torah, but he says Zecher to the simcha of Matan Torah. So the Vilna Gaon was against this minhag. It gets into his whole sheet about chukas hagoyim, about following the ways of the non-Jews, whether they put these type of things in their house of worships. But that's, so the Grunix would not follow this. But the minhag Rama and the things to be the minhag in many parts of Klal Yisrael, they put nice greenery and flowers in. So what's the pshat in the Rama Zecher to the simcha? What's the simcha of having, I guess it's the ambiance, is that what he means? The nice looks in the shul? So what's the pshat? So I heard, I think it was from Noach Elbaum quoting from the Lechem Shlomo. He was with Shlomo Ehrenreich. Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. And he gets killed by the Nazis. He points out that what's the pshat in the Rama Zecher is simcha. What's the simcha here? So there's a famous Gemara in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, where a famous dispute, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether Noach Ola Adam, was it better to be born or not? Is it better to be in this world or better to not be in this world? Beis Shammai says better not to be in this world, and Beis Hillel says yes. However, interesting enough, we seem to conclude, like the position Noach, it's better that we not be put into this world. So the Shaila is like, what's the pshat? So I think the Marsha points out that that's because, like anything, you go into a business arrangement, so you're not going to make an investment. If you have usually a smart investor, you're going to play the odds and you're going to invest in something that you have a more likely chance of succeeding than failure, to make money and lose money. So there are Tayarg mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, 365 negative, 248 positive. So therefore, you have a better chance of losing than gaining. So that's what the Marashara is. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Aye, so what is pshat? It seems strange that we would assume that way. It seems to go against, you know, we normally assume. So he points out that, no, that there's a mitzvah of the Chazal tell us tshuva was given before the world was created. The mitzvah of tshuva, as Gemara tells us in Yuma, is how great is tshuva? So Gemara gets into a machlokas, tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira. If you did tshuva out of fear, so therefore your intentional sins come like unintentional sins, but if your tshuva is me'ava, it turns the chuyas into mitzvahs. Like it says Rebbe Shita was that Yom HaKippur is mechaper. So we assume you need tshuva. But what's pshat? Even according to Rebbe, it's mechaper, but it's not a tahara. It doesn't transform you. You need ratzon for that to transform a person. So therefore, a tshuva, so God gave us tshuva, the ability to transform ourselves from turning aveiros. So even though most of we have more chances of aveiros, but nevertheless, we can turn aveiros into mitzvahs. And that's what the Rama is relating to here. Like, we're talking about a midbar. Nothing grows in a midbar. Flowers, trees, not even grass. And all these things are sprouting up in Matan Torah. So, the Koach to transform a midbar. The Torah was given on Har Sinai. So we see the Koach of Torah and the Tshuva, the ability to transform ourselves. And that's the Simcha. The Simcha is just like we see, even though there's no natural way of that time to grow grass and flowers, and nevertheless it transformed the reality. So to Tshuva, so to Torah, even though it's 365 to 248, That's the we have the ability to change. And that's why, and that's what the Rambam means. Zecha is simcha, that the simcha man Torah, that the midrash are turning to grass, we're remembering the simcha of tshuva and Torah, that Torah has the ability to transform ourselves. That's what they point out, that what's one of the reasons we have dairy on shvuah is dam nekav and nasacholav. You take the dam, the blood, and it turns into milk. Something which was once usher turns into mutter. And that's not B'nai Yisaskar. He points out this halacha bitul b'shishim. We know that if a little milk falls into the chicken soup, it's nullified. The question is, could I be machmir? Should I be machmir? So he quotes the shita that says, if you machmir, you're a heretic. You're an apikaris. Because why? Because that's the chazal said, bitul b'shishim, and that's it. And that's what, so then the B'nai Yisrael goes a step further and says, if you have this type of soup, this type of food, you should share it with the community, because something which is usher that becomes mutter, that's the highest level. That's what tshuva is all about, that's what Torah is all about, the transforming. Not only do you get credit for tshuva, but that's the whole concept of Rabbi Akiva by mikvah. The mikvah transforms, you know, mikvah has the ability to transform. You take Isser and turn it into Heter. That's the highest level, and that's the pshat in the Ramah. Zechu is simchas man. That's the simcha we have, the ava. We see that by learning Torah, by doing tshuva, we have that ability to transform ourselves, just like the grass did at Maimar Har Sinai.